This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roof and gutter and siding expert. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning and happy Friday from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Sean Christopher Lewis was sentenced Thursday in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexandra Pahani represented the people, while Attorney Michael Murawski represented Mr. Lewis. The prosecution recommended adopting the probation department's recommendation. Mr. Lewis' attorney stated that Mr. Lewis completed an alcohol assessment and a med class and is engaged in counseling, expressing regret for his actions. The defense agreed with the probation recommendation, in part requesting 9 months probation and immediate payment of fines and costs. Mr. Lewis also expressed regret, acknowledging the ripple effect of his actions on others. The court sentenced Mr. Lewis to 9 months probation under the supervision of the probation department. Mr. Lewis is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances, except as prescribed, and from being in locations where these are sold, served, used, or possessed. He must submit the random drug and alcohol screening at his own expense. The sentence also includes 1 day in jail with credit for time served and 30 hours community service due by September 4th. Fines and costs total $1,135. Mr. Lewis may be eligible for early discharge from probation upon successful completion of all the terms. And Ian Nathan Morley pleaded guilty to operating a vehicle in violation of license restrictions during a Huron County District Court hearing Thursday. The charge stemmed from an incident on March 11th in Harbor Beach, where Morley was found sitting in his car with his girlfriend, not a family member, violating his restricted license. The restriction was due to 5 points on his license. A second charge, public consumption of marijuana, was dismissed as part of the plea agreement. The court sentenced Morley to a total of $315 in fines, fees, and costs. Morley will pay $20 per month, with the first payment due by April 30th. The court clarified any further license restrictions would be handled by the Secretary of State. And during the Tuesday, May 4th election, Elmwood Township voters will decide who will represent them on the board. The ballot issue is whether or not to recall 3 of the Board of Trustee members and replace them with new representatives. Current board members who could be recalled are Clerk Pamela Brinkman and Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie. Brinkman is challenged by newcomer Michelle Hopp for that position. Brown is challenged by newcomer Daryl Mendrick, and Laurie is challenged by newcomer Tom Lounsbury. If the newcomers receive more votes than the current board members, they are replaced in those positions. Each of those terms will end on November 20th of 2028. Township residents Deb Mendrick and Bunny Porter initiated the proposed recall. There's been strife and power struggle between township board members over the last few months, which is part of the reason the recall effort started, as well as the abrupt change in legal counsel for the township. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Spring is finally here, and the savings are blooming at Ashley and Bad Axe during our spring savings event. Freshen up your home with up to 25% off store-wide and brighten any room with accessories up to 33% off. Take your pick from sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Dining sets for the family gatherings. Recliners and lift chairs for comfort. Mattresses and bedroom furniture for better sleep. End tables, entertainment stands, office furniture, accessories, area rugs, and so much more. All waiting for you this spring. And with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available, it's never been easier to bring home the style you love. Don't miss our floor model specials, Price to Go and Going Fast. spring into savings. Deals are blooming right now at Ashley and Bad Axe, your locally owned and operated Ashley store.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at more news. An escaped wolf that led authorities on a 9-day search through several counties has been safely returned to its enclosure at the zoo. The search drew national attention as experts used heat-sensing drones and non-invasive tracking to locate the animal without causing harm. The wolf was found in a wooded area several miles from the zoo and was captured using a tranquilizer. Veterinarians report the animal is in good health, and zoo officials are currently investigating how the breach in the habitat occurred. And scientists have observed electrons in graphene flowing like a frictionless fluid, a phenomenon that appears to defy a fundamental law of physics. This discovery, made by an international research team, could revolutionize the way electronic devices are cooled. By behaving hydrodynamically, the electrons generate significantly less heat than in traditional conductors. This breakthrough opens the door to super-efficient processors and next-generation quantum computing hardware. And that's been a look at your news for the hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roof and gutter and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.